The goal of this demo is to demonstrate that you can send telemetry to our remote monitoring solution using a Linux IoT simulated device. So what you need to demonstrate is you can add a custom device. So select custom device and define the unique name. So we'll call it Ubuntu 02 because I've already have 01 created. Click on done. Now, when you create a custom device, will be pending by default or disabled, so you need to enable it. So right now it's running, it's enabled. Switch to the portal, locate the resource group that you used. Click on the IoT hub to select it. Click on devices. And select the newly created device. In my case, Ubuntu 02. And you need to get the connection string. So get the primary key here, the connection string. And what I've done is I've already have open in Visual Studio Code the Node.js script that will send telemetry to our IoT app. So what I need to do is change or paste the connection string right in here. So I'll select Control V. Okay. I'll select everything. Control C, I'll copy the code. Switch to PuTTY. Type Vim my device. It can be any name. .js. Now, what I'll do is right click in using my mouse to paste the JavaScript code. I'll now exit and save the file by pressing the escape key, colon, WQ, exclamation mark, enter. Now, I need to type node my device .js. Now, if this happens to you, means that something went wrong while pasting the code. So let me just go back here. Type again vim my device .js. Let me scroll. Yeah, here. Notice something went wrong here by pasting. Only part of the that line was pasted, so let me type. Okay, now escape, colon, WQ, exclamation mark, and let's try running that again. Node my device.js. Sure, we're sending telemetry to IoT hub. Now switch back to the dashboard, the remote monitoring solution dashboard, and now select the device. So in my case, Ubuntu 02. And if everything goes well, exactly, we're seeing some data shown in the dashboard. Optionally, you can show the JavaScript code that is used to send the data to IoT Hub. So the code uses a couple of node modules. First one is Azure-IoT-Device, and the second one is Azure-IoT-Device-AMQP. So these are open source module. The source code is available on GitHub. We pasted the connection string here earlier, and that is used to create a client object. Temperature will be, or the data will be random. And let me go down just a little bit. So we'll send the device ID, temperature, humidity, external temperature. And every 1,000 milliseconds, we'll send some data to IoT Hub. So that's pretty simple, not much, in about 82 lines of code.